Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Healing School. I am Dr. Valeria Avery, and I'm so glad that you have joined us here today for the Healing School. I want you to know that it is God's will to heal you. In fact, healing has already been purchased for us through the shed blood of Jesus, through the stripes that Jesus took upon his back. God has already done the work. Jesus completed the work through his death, burial, and resurrection. So we're going to look into the scriptures today. We're going to continue to look in the scriptures today because the word of God taken into your spirit will bring forth healing into your body. Let's pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. For your word is already anointed, God. I ask you, Father, if you would anoint me to speak forth your word with a boldness and an accuracy, and that your word will go deep within all of our hearts, and that your word will bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory. I thank you, Lord God, as we speak this, your word, healing is manifested in our bodies. In Jesus' name. And we do bind the enemy from interfering in any way from the word going forth or from our receiving the word in Jesus' name. God, we give you praise and thanksgiving. We believe that we have received. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Again, the Healing School, the purpose of the Healing School is that we will look into God's word, we'll see that God has ordained, has purchased through the shed blood of Jesus, through the stripes upon his back, our healing. It belongs to us. It is a part of the salvation package. Jesus himself redeemed us from the curse. Sickness and disease is a part of the curse. And so we have been redeemed. That's past tense. And so, therefore, we must look into these scriptures. We must embrace these scriptures. We must declare them as ours, and we will walk in our health, our divine health. That's the will of God, divine health. Yes, you might be up there in age, but divine health is God's will, and it's what has been purchased for you. So let's not die with a sickness. Let's continue to do the work that God has called us to, living free from sickness and disease, hallelujah, even in this life. Because you know that there's no sickness and disease in heaven. But Jesus, when he taught his disciples to pray, he said, pray as it is in heaven, so it be on earth. And so, therefore, Jesus already went to the cross, died and was buried, and raised from the dead for our salvation, for our redemption, for our righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The salvation package includes everything that we would ever have need of on this earth. On this earth. Everything. Yes, our divine health, but also our divine wealth. The same principles that to receive our health are the same principles to receive our wealth and whatever else that you have need of, because God doesn't want his children in need. He has provided for his children. What father would not provide for his children if he is a man of God? Well, then how much more with our Heavenly Father provide for us, his children. Hallelujah. And he owes all the cattle on a thousand hills. All the money, silver and gold, belongs to him. He's our father. He's not broke. Glory to God. He's our father, and he loves us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I preached myself happy already. Hallelujah. But let's look into the word of the living God and see what it is, that how it is that we can walk in our divine health. So, and another thing, God honors his word. So when you find the word concerning healing in the Bible, then you can claim that it's so in your life. You can embrace that as so. And God will confirm his word. He says so over in Isaiah 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. In other words, if you embrace God's word on healing, healing will be manifested in your body. Well, let's look first at our foundational scripture coming from Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5, and I'm reading King James. It says, surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, I want to look at that. I want to just read that same verse in the Amplified. In the Amplified Bible, because it amplifies it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And here we are. Verse 4 and 5, Amplified Bible of Isaiah 53. It says, surely he has borne our griefs, our sicknesses, our weaknesses, our distresses. You got any sicknesses in your body? You got any weaknesses in your body? You got any distresses in your body? Or any distresses confronting you, period. It says, surely, of a truth, he has borne our grief, our sicknesses, our weaknesses, our distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us, listen to that, was upon him. And with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Healed and made whole. Healed and made whole. That's point blank. The word of God says what happened through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and how he has already healed us. He's provided healing for us. Hallelujah. But we have our part to do. We must receive this perfect sacrifice. Jesus was that perfect sacrifice. We must receive this healing that is a part of the salvation package. We must receive it. Glory to God. We must resist. The Bible says submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So let's submit to this word. Hallelujah. Let's resist what appears in your body or what you feel in your body or what the doctor has said in your about your body. Let's receive God's word. Submit. Father, I believe that I am here because your word says I'm here. So I will choose to believe you. I choose to reject that the doctor has said. I make a decision to live. Jesus said, the thief, meaning Satan, comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So he's provided the means for us to live in abundant life, free of the sickness and free of the diseases and free of the abnormalities that Satan tries to put on us and our children and our children's children. Raise up that shield of faith. Raise up that shield of faith. and submit to God's word, and the shield of faith rejects that sickness, rejects that disease. It has to go out of our bodies. I say, be healed by the stripes of Jesus. I receive that as so for myself. You have to receive that as so for yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And again, it's a part of the salvation package. Now, if you're not saved, glory to God, then you need to ask Jesus to come into your heart. And that salvation package, which includes divine health and healing, divine wealth and prosperity, and all the blessings of God, that's what that salvation package includes. So if you're not saved, and you want to get saved, let's just repeat this prayer after me. We don't have to wait till the end of the message. Let's just say the salvation prayer and then expect and receive and expect the hand of God in your life. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. I turn from my past and I turn to you. I believe that you, Jesus, are the Son of God, and that God raised you from the dead so that I might have life and have it more abundant. Father, I thank you for your Son, Jesus. Receive your Son, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. I thank you, Father God, for forgiving me of my past. I thank you, Lord God, for the salvation package. I believe it and I receive it in Jesus' name. And then while we're praying, let's just go a step further, because the Bible does tell us that we should be filled with the power of God. And that's a separate experience from salvation. The Holy Spirit comes in and saves us and puts a new spirit in us, buries that old man and puts a new spirit within us. But we want to receive the power which comes from the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit. So, Father, fill us to overflowing with your power, with your mighty spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we might go out and be a witness for you. And one of the evidence that you are filled with the power of God is that the Spirit of God gives you your prayer language. And so that means that you pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That pure prayer, hallelujah, that the enemy can't understand, but that God, you're speaking directly to God. Hallelujah. So fill us with the Holy Spirit to overflow us with your power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, expect the Spirit of God, because the Bible says if you ask him, he'll fill you. So that's all it takes. Fill me to overflowing with your Holy Spirit. I believe that I will speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives me the utterance. You will not sound like me. You have your own prayer language, and it may change from time to time. I know mine did, and mine does as I'm praying in the Spirit. The Bible says praying in the Spirit helps our infirmities. So praying in the Spirit will help whatever the doctor has said about you, about your body, in Jesus' name. Well, now, let's get back to the lesson. You're saved, you're filled with the Spirit if you pray in faith. See, all of this is by faith. Anything that you receive from God is by faith. Faith in what his word says. Faith in that he will manifest his word in your life. Hallelujah. So today, my question to you, because see, some people, you know, that are attacked with sickness and disease, they get a lot of attention and so forth, and so they hold on to the sickness and disease. So my question to you is, do you want to be whole? Hallelujah. Do you want to be whole? Jesus, that man had been at the pool of Bethesda for 30-some years. Hallelujah. And he said he didn't have no man to put him in. I believe I could have rolled on over in the pool, 30-some years. I'd have gotten closer and closer, where I could have just fell on over there by the time the angel stirred the water. But anyhow, he was there. And, of course, Jesus asked him if he wanted to be whole. And so how do we tap into this wholeness? How do we tap into this healing power of God? And, of course, the first thing is to develop confidence in God's faithfulness. And we can look look at Deuteronomy, let's look first at Romans 8, and we'll read down through 1 through 4, which shows you that we have been redeemed from the curse. Therefore, there is now, and I'm reading Amplified, no condemnation, no adjudging guilty of wrong for those who are in Christ after you're saved. See, if you said that prayer a minute, we're talking about you and me, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed me from the law of sin and death. See, when Adam fell, you know, he was separated from God. And that's when sickness and disease and the corruption came into the earth. And so then, when you receive Jesus as your Lord, you are freed from that. Of course, God then gave, when Moses came along, God gave, because the children could not follow, they kept disobeying God. So he gave them the law to protect him, but the law was not that perfect sacrifice. And so what happened was, for the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new spirit, after you're born again, has freed us from the law, that law of Moses, that could not save us, of sin and of death. But God has done what the law could not do, its power being weakened by the flesh. See, man had to try to keep these laws, and man couldn't keep them. The priest even had to go in and ask for forgiveness for himself before he could even minister to the people. Every year, because there was not a perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah. For God had done what the law could not do, his power being weakened by the flesh. The entire nature of man without the Holy Spirit, sending his own son, that's what God did, in the guise or disguise of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, that's Jesus, God condemned sin in the flesh, thank you, Jesus, subdued it, overcame it, deprived sin of its power over all who accept the sacrifice. That's powerful. That's powerful. Over all who would accept the sacrifice. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's powerful. God subdued sin in the flesh. God redeemed us from the curse. See, we every person that was born after Adam fell were born with a sin nature. And we were all guilty. Until we received Jesus, God then redeemed us from the curse. The Bible says, curses everyone that hangeth upon the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentile. And then verse 29 says, if you be Christ, or if you're born again, then are you Abraham's seed, and you are heir to this promise. You find the promise over in Deuteronomy 28, and it talks about the blessing. Verse 1 through 14 talks about the blessings. Verse 15 through 68 talks about all the curses, and even those curses that are to come, that, you know, the devil keeps coming up with stuff, but Jesus completed the work. It didn't matter whether it was already written in the book or whether it was to come. Jesus has already defeated the curse in the earth for those who will receive his sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So let's look here. How do we tap into the healing power of God? We've got to develop confidence in God. Let's look first at Deuteronomy. Let's just read a few scriptures here. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. To a thousand generations. See, Deuteronomy 7, 9, we're talking about God's faithfulness. See, then we see Deuteronomy 4, 31. We're just going to read down a few. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he swore unto them. Hallelujah. Psalms 105:8 says, he hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, God is so good. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's read Numbers 23. God is not a man that he should tell the lie, neither the son of man that he should feel repentance or compunction. For what he has promised, has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? This is God we're talking about. He is not a man that he should lie. Psalms 119:89 says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven, stands firm as the heaven. Let me flip over there. I want to also read Psalms 90th verse also there. Let's see. Again, 89 says, this is Psalms 119. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven, stands firm as the heavens. And the 90th verse says here, and I'm reading Amplified, your faithfulness is from generation to generation. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. See, God spoke, and it is so. When God created the heaven and the earth, listen, they couldn't move, they couldn't go beyond what God had said. God has spoken life and health to us, to our bodies. It's a part of the salvation package. And he's not going to change. He says this word is from generation to generation. Hallelujah. He says you choose life over in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20, so that you and your children and your children's children might live. See, I'm not going to allow Satan to do anything to my children or to my children's children. I decree and declare my children and my children's children will live and not die and will declare the works of Almighty God. I decree and declare that they are free of sickness and disease and abnormalities and infirmities and calamities and accidents. They are free in the name of Jesus because they belong to me and I serve God. And he says if I choose life by serving him, that me and my children, hallelujah, hallelujah. Parents, listen up. You can't live any old way. You have to submit to God if you care about your children and your children's children, because that's one of the conditions that they will live a healthy life, that they will live a wealthy life, that they will live above the situations and circumstances of life. Let's go ahead and look at 1 John 5:14 and 15. We're talking about God's faithfulness. We're developing confidence in God's word. Hallelujah. So 1 John 5:14 and 15 says, and this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will, in agreement with his own plan, hallelujah, he listens to us. Somebody might say, well, what is his plan? Well, his plan is that you will live an abundant life, because that's why he sent Jesus. Jesus said, the thief comes, the enemy comes, the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, I'm come so that you can have life, and life more abundantly. Abundant life. Sickness and disease is not abundant life. Hallelujah. And God said over in Peter, I have given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. Healing pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah. Verse 15, I'm reading Amplified of 1 John 5:14 and 15. And it says, if sick, we positively know that he listens to us in whatever we ask. Hallelujah. We also know with settled and absolute knowledge. We know not because of what we feel. We know not because of what we see, hear, feel, not because of anything of the five senses. We have absolute knowledge. We have God's word that says we're healed. We have God's word that we can bank on. We have God's word that we can stand on. We have God's word when we embrace his word, when we declare his word, when we say out of our mouth, I receive this word as so manifested in my life. Then this word of God is manifested in my life. When you speak over your children and say you will live and not die, when you speak over your children and say with long life God has satisfied you, then we have knowledge. We have God's word on it. And we also have God's word that his word will not return void, but that his word will accomplish that which God pleases. And see, he pleases for us to be healed. God never puts sickness and disease on anybody to punish them. God doesn't punish us by destroying our bodies. God doesn't punish us. He chastens us with his word. He instructs us with his word. And our position is to hear, receive, and obey his word. And then we can walk in the blessings that have already, hallelujah, been set aside. You hear them talk about, well, this money is set aside for this, that, and the other. Well, God has the blessings of God set aside for us. When you receive the sacrifice that purchased this salvation package for us, then we can reach in with the arm of faith and believe God's word and know with assurance, with settled and absolute knowledge, not anything that anybody told us, not anything that we received with our five senses, but with the arm of faith, we reach in, receive it as ours, and we walk in it in the name of Jesus, with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possession. Some people pray and think sometimes in the future, I'm going to be here. No, and no, and no. When you pray, the Bible says over in Mark 11:24, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall, of a surety, have them. So when you believe when you pray, this is what faith is. Believing when you pray that God's word is true and that God has heard your prayer and that right now when you pray, that thing that you believe God for is yours now. Not going to get it. It's so now. You're healed now. You're healed now. You've heard the word even this far. You're healed now if you embrace that word. And your body, then, as you continue to declare, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus, then healing will be manifested. I always say this. I heard a minister say, if you take enough of God's word, long enough, it, the word, will heal you. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus is the word, and he has not changed. Hallelujah. Yesterday, today, and forever. He was healing when he walked on the earth. He's healing now because the word of God says you're healed. That healing is already done. Healing as you receive his word will be manifested in your body. There is a thief that wants to steal your healing. There is a thief that wants to kill you. Because what he does, he comes to steal, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so we have to put up that arm of faith, put up that shield of faith with the word. By putting up the word, no devil not here. Get out of my body, get out of my house, get out of my children, get out of my grandchildren, get out of their life. Get out of their body in Jesus' name. Get out of their body in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So healing, when you embrace these scriptures, 1 John 5, 15, you pray, you know healing is God's will, and you receive it as so. Now it's your present possession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know that your request is granted. Hallelujah. Let me read that. Let me just read through those verses again. And, John, 1 John 5, 15, and this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness, which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will, in agreement with his own plan, he listens and hears us. And if since we positively know, he listens to us, and whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possession the request made of him. And you know, I was just reading in my own Bible time this morning over in Proverbs 15:29. It says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. And see, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we are made, nothing that you earn, but we are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That cloak of righteousness is put upon us. So whenever we pray, he hears us. God hears the prayers of the righteous, but now he doesn't hear the prayer of the wicked. See, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, see, you are placed in right standing with God. You have a new spirit. You're a new you. Hallelujah. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and he hears your prayer. And you know he heard you, then you know you have the petition that you desire of him. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news? This is what you call good news. Good news, good news. Thank you, Lord. So we see, and then I want to read one more. Isaiah 50, verse 7 says, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore have I not been ashamed or confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. And we're talking about setting your face like a flint towards God's word, towards him. And I know that I shall not be put to shame. So you set your face on God's word. You keep the word of God before your eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then you know that you will not be made ashamed. James 4:7 says, so be subject to God. Submit to God. To be subject to God, that means to submit to his word. Hallelujah. And hear his word, submit to his word, and be a doer of his word. And when you do that, then resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. As I said earlier, put up that shield of faith. That shield of faith is God's word concerning you. And the devil will flee. He cannot stand against the mighty, mighty, mighty God that we serve. He cannot stand against the word of God. The word of God prevails. The word of God supersedes everything else. The word of the living God. It is alive and it has quickening power. He brings to life what needs to be brought to life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we see, you know, we can tap into this healing power by developing confidence in God's faithfulness. I read many scriptures just now talking about God's faithfulness, talking about how you can depend on God to do what he said he would do. Now, number two, make a decision to believe God's word concerning healing. And I think I've already talked about that. I've already said that. Psalm 107:20 said, I sent my word and healed them and delivered them. Psalms 107:20, King James Version says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. God sent his word. Who is the word? Jesus. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Verse 14 said, and the word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. Jesus is the word of the living God. Jesus, the word of the living God. God poured himself in that earthen vessel. Hallelujah. To be that perfect sacrifice. Because there was no perfect sacrifice before Jesus. Jesus was the final, only sacrifice needed, because he was perfect. Hallelujah. In every way. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So then, we must make a decision to believe God's word concerning healing. So Psalm 107:20 says, God sent his word and healed, past tense, you, and delivered you from destruction. How many of you know it will destroy you if it remains in your body? It is a destruction. It is a destruction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are healed. Isaiah 53:4-5, I've already read it. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24 also says, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. We were healed by his stripes. Were, that's past tense also. Hallelujah, glory to God. So we make a decision to believe God's word, this word tells us that we are healed. Revelation 12:10-11, and let's look at that. Revelation 12:10-11. And let me just flip over there. Revelation 12:10-11. Here we are. It says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. You know, when Jesus went to the cross, through his death, burial, and resurrection, he went down to hell, and he whooped up on the devil, and he took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. So the accuser of the brother, who is Satan, has been cast down. Hallelujah. Jesus defeated him. And verse 11 says, and they overcame him, that's talking about us, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. In other words, we have made a decision to declare what God said by the word of their testimony. We're not backing down. We are healed. Jesus healed us. It's part of the salvation package. He redeemed us from the curse. He redeemed us from the curse. If you're redeemed from something, you are redeemed, you are taken to something. So Jesus redeemed us from the curse and placed us back in connection with the blessing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. And the way we attain it by faith is by declaring, receiving this word, declaring that it's so in our lives. Hallelujah. So then, the next step to be made whole is to make a decision to do the things that you, we got to do these things. We have to follow the instructions that God has given us to obtain healing. We've already said whenever we get anything from God, we get it by faith. Faith in the sacrifice, in the completed work of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So therefore, we're going to do what he said to do. We're going to be obedient to his word. We're going to reach in with that arm of faith. Number A under doing the sayings of Jesus is to think on the word. We got to think on the word. Let the word be in our mind. In fact, the Bible tells us over in Romans 12. Let's look at that right quick. Romans 12:2, King James says, "Do not conform to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove," listen, "that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." What's the will of God? The will of God is that you walk in the covenant blessings of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Walk in those covenant blessings. We walk in those covenant blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. So we're going to think on the word. Philippians 4:7-9. Let's look at that right quick. Hallelujah. The word of God is powerful. It's good. 4:7-9 says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." See, don't let the devil put in your mind that you can't live that because you have some condition that they call terminal. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The Bible says think on good things. Good thing about this is that God says you are healed. He says you can live and not die. In fact, Psalms 118:17 says, "I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord." That's a scripture you need to say every day. "I shall not die but live and declare the works of God." So you think on good things. Think on what the word says. The word says you'll live. The doctor is saying you're going to die. But you have to choose what you're going to think on. So think on the good things. Verse 9 says, "Things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me," he says, "do, and the God of peace shall be with you." I love that. I love that. Let's just read it in the Amplified, starting with verse 7-9. And the God of peace, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. "And the God of peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of soul, assured of its salvation through Christ." See, assured of your victory, of your healing through Christ. "And so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your heart and mind in Christ." We know that if the doctor tells you you got a sickness, the enemy is going to be right there to talk to your mind to say that, no, you cannot make it with this. You cannot live with this. You know, you're going to have to do this the rest of your life. No, and no, and no. And you have to say, no, devil. God said, I'm healed, so I believe I'm healed. I choose to believe God's word. So you have to do this word. Verse 8 says, "For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of those things. Fix your mind on them. See, we have to fix our mind on the Word of God. We have to renew our mind day by day with this Word. We fix our mind on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 9, practice what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and model your ways of living on it, and the God of peace, of untroubled, undisturbed well-being will be with you. That's powerful. That's powerful. He's giving us some instructions. So when the thought comes to your mind that doesn't line up with the Word of God, the Bible instructs us to cast it down. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the Word of God. And that's one of our points here. Casting down imagination, 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, but though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. Verse 5 in the Amplified says, inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the truth, knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. We cannot allow the thought of the devil to stay in our mind. We can't allow that. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we are to meditate this word day and night. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then, listen, for then you, now who? You shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Meditate this word day and night. Keep it before your eyes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 This is outstanding. This is the word of the living God. The living God. The living God. Hallelujah. And then we want to confess God's word every day, throughout the day. Thank God I am healed, Father. I thank you that you sent your son and you healed me. I thank you, Lord God, that sickness and disease cannot dwell in my body. I thank you, Lord God, that you did send your word and you did heal me. I thank you, Lord God, that I am the healed. I shall not die, but I will live and declare the works of Almighty God. I'll let people know how healing is a part of the salvation package. I'm saved, so I'm healed. I'm saved, so I'm delivered from lack and poverty. I'm saved, so I'm delivered from sickness, disease, abnormalities, infirmities, calamities, and that. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am redeemed. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. It's not anything that I earn, but it's God's righteousness. Hallelujah. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I rule and reign from that heavenly seat. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God supersedes anything that is seen, that we hear or that we feel. Hallelujah. Yes, you go to the doctor. We're not saying don't go to the doctor's go because, you know, they're not the healer, but they might give you something that, you know, might relieve the pain or something. you know, for right now. But, your healing is this word of God. Just getting this word of God in your heart and renewing your mind and your body from the inside out. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you if you are born again. That same spirit is the creative force of God. He is here and now, hallelujah, in us, and he quickens. He makes alive our mortal bodies. We're talking about here and now. See, because there's no sickness, no disease in heaven, hallelujah. But here on earth, you need the helper. Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. And he also said, I'll send another comforter, talking about the spirit of truth, talking about the Holy Spirit of the living God, talking about the third person of the Godhead, who is here in the earth now. He's in us that are born again, and he's here in the earth now. He is the creative force of God. He is the creative force of God. So if you speak God's word, he creates. Speak God's word, he creates. Over in Hebrews 11:1, and let's flip over there, Hebrews 11:1, because we've already said that we can only receive from God by faith. See, when you have faith that Jesus completed the work, when you have faith that he purchased divine health for you, when you have faith in what the sacrifice did, Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, when you have faith in that perfect sacrifice and the completed work of Jesus, Jesus said it was finished. Hallelujah. He completed the work, and he has, which means he has healed your body. And so, therefore, there's an enemy trying to steal your healing. Don't let him do it. Let him know that you are already healed. Let him know that whatever appears, whatever luck, whatever appears, whatever you can see with your eye is changing as we speak, because the word says you're healed. And so as you continue to declare what the word says about your physical body, then it will be manifested by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he was sending the Holy Spirit to help us and that he was going to represent him. We know Jesus was about doing good, teaching and preaching the gospel in their synagogues and healing the sickness and disease, all sickness and disease among the people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Hallelujah. He healed the lame. He healed the maimed. Maimed means that you're missing somebody part. Jesus healed. He healed the people. He healed. He made them whole. Glory to God. Glory to God. I decree and declare that you are made whole today. You are healed and made whole. See, healed and made whole. The woman with the issue of blood, when she touched the hem of his garment, and Jesus realized somebody had touched him when she told what had happened, he said, go that way. You are healed and made whole of your sickness. Whole, see, whole. Nothing lacking, nothing broken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have all your body parts. See, if you had a leg amputated, God can make you whole. He can heal the maimed. He can restore the leg. He has restored. He the Bible says he healed the people. He healed the lame. He healed the maimed. He healed all men. He cast out devils. You know, there's nothing that Jesus hasn't paid the price for that he has not purchased. As it said over in Deuteronomy 28, when it lists the curses, verses 15 through 68, he said, those that are written in this book and those that are to come, they're already defeated. You're already redeemed from it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Isn't that's outstanding. It's something that's already done. All you have to do, your work is to believe what the sacrifice has done. Believe that Jesus completed the work. Believe that it is so now in your body. Believe that you are healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. I'm redeemed from sickness and disease. I am redeemed. Psalm 103:1-5 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all of our iniquities, who healeth all of our diseases, who redeemeth our life from destruction, who crowneth us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Glory to God. Moses lived to be 120 years old. His strength, his eyesight was not dim, nor his strength abated. See, I decree and declare my eyesight, 20/20 vision. I decree and declare my eyesight is not dim. Because Jesus purchased perfect eyesight for me. So I decree and declare, and Moses lived to be 120 years old, his eyesight was not dim, nor his strength abated. See, I decree and declare, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And you ought to sit there and say, Father, I thank you, I am strong. I'm strong. If you feel weak, you need to say you're strong. The Bible tells us, let the sick say I'm healed, let the poor say I'm rich, let the weak say I'm strong. You say you're strong. You say you're strong. The Bible says over in Mark 11:23, and let's just turn over there so that I can read Mark 11 to you, because you need to get it and get it in your spirit. Mark 11, I'm flipping over there now. Here we are. Mark 11, I'm going to start reading verse 22, and I'm going to read through 26. It says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Now, they're saying have a God kind of faith. You might say, well, I just don't have enough faith. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. God said over in Romans, that he's given us, every person, the measure. If you're born again, you have the measure of faith. You have God's faith. Hallelujah. The measure. Thank you, Jesus. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain or this problem or this sickness, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. See, we have to believe God's word. We have to know that he is true. We have to have confidence in what he has done. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatever you say. So you need to say, I'm healed. You need to say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You need to say it. Therefore, verse 24, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Believe when you pray that you receive them and ye shall have them. But now there are conditions. Here's a condition. Well, the first condition was to believe when you pray that you have received them. When you pray, say, I have it now. Not going to get it. I have it now. You see, you may not look like you're healed, but if you believe God's word, you need to say, I am healed now. Why? Because Jesus already healed me. And I'm declaring what he said that will push out what the devil said. Hallelujah. But then there's another condition. It says, when you stand praying, forgive. If you have fought against any. See, if somebody did you wrong, you still have to forgive them. You forgive them, you release them, you release all hurt associated with that, release all hurt anyway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And minister love from your spirit to their spirit. Glory to God. Because this word says, when you stand and pray and forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. So then, if you don't forgive, if you choose not to forgive, then you will not walk in the divine health of God. See, getting something from God is by faith, and faith works by love. Faith works by love. You got to love everybody, even if they are unlovely. You still got to love them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You must walk in the love of God. Hallelujah. That's our next point anyway. Hallelujah. You must walk in the love of God. for faith works by love. Galatians 5 and 6 says faith. Let's just read it. For if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision or uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love. See, you got to walk in the love. You got to walk in the love. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, the next point, after you decide to do the things of Jesus, give praise and glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at Abraham over in Romans 4, and we'll flip back over there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 4, 18 through 20. And let's read. Who against hope, we were talking about Abraham, because God told him that he was going to be the father of many nations, and he hadn't had one child, and he was about 100 years old. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. We got to give, when we believe that we receive, then it's time for us to pray. Praise God, give him glory that it is. Father, I thank you that I am here. I thank you that my children are here. I thank you that my children are delivered from abnormalities. I thank you that I'm delivered from abnormalities. I thank you, Lord, that I have abundance and there is no lack in my life. I give you glory, God. I believe your word, God. I receive your word, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Oh, we worship you, God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, the last point. We must understand that the divine healing power of God has been made available to us by the completed work of Jesus. We've already read 1 Peter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, let's read 1 Peter 1, 2 through 4. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 1 Peter 1, 2 through 4 says, hallelujah. Elect according to I apologize. It's 2 Peter 1, 2 through 4. 2 Peter 1, 2 through 4. And I'm reading Amplified. It says, my grace, God's favor and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity and freedom from fears and agitations, passions and moral conflicts, be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. A correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord is that God sent his Son as a sacrifice, is that Jesus has healed us. Verse 3 says, for his divine power has bestowed, has put upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellent virtue. God has bestowed upon us as a part of the salvation package all things that pertain to life and godliness. They belong to us. We reach in with this arm of faith, and we declare what he has done through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 4 says, by means of these, he has bestowed on us his precious and exceedingly great promises. See, go through this Bible and find the promises of God, because the Bible tells us all the promises of God are yes and amen. To the glory of God, guess what? By us, we have to say amen to the word. We have to receive the word. We have to receive the blessings. I believe I receive. That's mine. I receive it. And so manifested in my life. Hallelujah. It says, by means of these, he has bestowed on us his precious and exceeding great promises. Why? So that through them you may escape by flight from the moral decay, the rottenness, the corruption that is in the world because of covetousness, lust, and greed, and become its sharers, partakers of the divine nature. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so, do you want to be whole? You have the same spirit that raised you from the dead, if you're born again, resident in you. And the Bible says he quickens, he makes alive, he restores our mortal body. Well, that's it for today. Hallelujah. Please give us a call. Ask your questions. And if you want prayer, we'll pray for you also. I praise God for this time, and we do give him glory. And say this with me, Father, I've heard your word. I believe your word. I receive your word so manifested in my life. I thank you, Father, that I am made whole by the blood of Jesus and by the stripes of Jesus. I receive your word. It's so manifested in my life. Amen and amen. Well, until next time, next week, next Tuesday, healing class. God bless and have a great week and weekend.